Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, the second day, but kind of launching into the final week of these 13 weeks of devotions. From the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. We wrap up with a week focused on serving as you go. As it turns out, it kind of coincides with this week's prayer guide that I publish, which is about making disciples as you go. And the topics are basically lined up. The prayer guide is one that I rewrote and didn't realize at the time that it was kind of also the basis for this week's devotions in the book. But Jesus is teaching and he talks about those that have been invited to the banquet, those that really had been invited to the kingdom of heaven had rejected it. Because of their rejection, he says, they don't deserve to come, so go out into the streets and invite anyone that you can find. And he says they would invite and people would come. And it's a fascinating verse. They'll come, both the good and the bad. But he talks about the master going through the crowd and the master himself, knowing who belongs and who doesn't, who's dressed for the banquet and who isn't. Today, as we continue in this week of serving as you go, I want to talk specifically about going to the streets. Jesus said to go into the streets, to the street corners and invite everyone that you can. And I really believe this has a lot to do with being a visible and a heard representative of Jesus wherever you are at, in the marketplace. Now, I've been at places where I've seen people actually literally go to the street corner as a street corner preacher, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing if you do it well. In fact, the ones that I've seen and listened to for any length of time might have been missing a little bit of their sanity. Their message about Jesus was, well, not very accurate according to Scripture. It was kind of something they'd come up with on their own and was generally filled with a lot of anger and judgment. And I'm not so sure that that is what Jesus means when he says to go to the street corners and invite people. I believe it has a lot to do with serving as you go. Again, the Bible says that Jesus came to serve and not to be served. I think we can do some of our best inviting when we go to the street and we serve. We find the needs of people where they're at. And we serve in the name of Jesus. We come alongside of them and help. Offer comfort, offer hope, offer a listening ear, offer whatever it is that we can that they need. But do so in a very deliberate way of representing Jesus. You see, we're not inviting them to program as much as we're inviting them to know a person. I think many times we've kind of allowed the church, specifically the church building, to be the substitute for us going into the streets, for us serving people where they're at. We'll invite to church sometimes. We'll expect the church to put on some great programs that people will somehow mysteriously and magically flock to and learn about Jesus. And those aren't bad things to do, but if we're not going to the streets and representing Jesus where people are at, the programs become little more than means of transferring people from one church building to a different one. In a lot of years of being involved in various vacation Bible schools, particularly in a city with a lot of churches that are doing vacation Bible schools at different weeks throughout the summer, it became evident that many of the, quote, visitors that we had were, well, they were kind of just going from church to church. They had a church of their own, and they'd already been to that Bible school, but it was something to do for the evening. And it's not, again, a bad thing to provide something wholesome, and but is it really accomplishing what we claim it is? Have we gone into the streets and invited the children that aren't going anywhere? You see, serving as we go, God's way says, wherever I'm at, I'm going to represent Jesus. I'm going to invite people into relationship with Him. I'm going to live like a Jesus representative. I'm going to talk like a Jesus representative. I'm going to serve and give and share and sit and listen like a Jesus representative. See, as we serve God, He calls us to love people. And I don't believe it's possible to really love people without serving them. So many times we may even become aware of the people around us that are struggling, that simply need a helping hand, maybe even just a shoulder to cry on. But we're too busy. We don't want to be inconvenienced. We don't really know them. Somebody else will take care of it. I'll let the church know. Yesterday, I had the privilege of preaching an Easter Sunday morning message and use the text of these two guys on the road to Emmaus that were joined by Jesus. And I talked about their willingness to serve. Didn't really address it in a huge way because it wasn't the point of the message, but as they reached their destination, the text says that Jesus at least acted like He was going to go further. And these two men invite Him in for the night to have a meal, to stay, so He's not going on in the darkness on His own. And sometimes I think it's easy to forget that this was a stranger. These men had not yet realized that this had been Jesus walking with them. It was just a guy who happened to be going in the same direction, walking the same street. sharing a conversation. And yet out of concern for this man's well-being and safety, he was offered what he needed. A place to stay and something to eat. And it wasn't until after they sat down and broke bread together that they realized that it was Jesus. And when Jesus talks about serving people, and saying, well, you know, as much as you've done it for the least of these, my brothers, you've done it for me. I wonder how often, if we were to sit down and break bread with those that we meet on the street, would we discover we're breaking bread with Jesus? Opportunities surround us to serve people. But do we make the most of those opportunities? You see, I'm not talking specifically about going and standing on a street corner and preaching. I'm talking about going to the streets that you walk on, that you drive on, that you live on. Going into the neighborhood and serving people. And not according to what you've planned, not according to what you want, not according to the outcome that you desire, but serving according to their needs. And everyone that you will encounter has no greater need than that of Jesus. They need Him. And all of the other needs that you're able to serve and meet are all done, or ought to be done, so that their greatest need, their need for Jesus, can be fulfilled. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself in a way that we ought to be compelled to serve. The gratitude in our heart, in our lives for what we've celebrated this past weekend, the death, burial, and resurrection that Jesus accomplished in redeeming us from sin. Father, as we reflect on the price that was paid, the gratitude ought to just overflow from us to all of those that we encounter. So, Father, today I pray that you would help us to go to the streets, specifically the streets that we already go are already on, the streets we live on, the streets we work on, the streets that we walk alongside, the streets that surround us. And may we go with the purpose of serving people according to their need, always keeping in mind their need for Jesus, even as we serve and minister to their other needs, their physical needs, their spiritual, emotional needs. Father, may we be aware of how best to represent Jesus. May we not be deterred by those who, well, may not have the best or correct methods or motives. Father, may we change in our mind our idea of what it looks like to go to the streets and share Jesus. God, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would be willing to go to where they are, to share Jesus with them, to share life with them. That those that are your children already would live that way where they're at. Their street might be a school hallway. May they serve well their fellow classmates, their teachers, those that surround them each day. Father, I think of so many. We're in a season that a lot of spring breaks taking place, either the last week or two or the next week or two. And so many people are traveling, and especially this year, they're so eager to get out. And I pray that each one would recognize that your desire is that Jesus is with them in their travels, on the streets that they travel upon, at their destination, at every stop. Father, may we continually carry with us the desire to obey your commands to go to the street, so that at every place that we find ourselves, that we would represent Jesus well. Father, as we consider life today, as we come off of the emotional or spiritual high of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, may that joy that was discovered and rediscovered in knowing that Jesus is alive fill us with a greater motivation to serve just as He did. To serve willingly, to serve sacrificially, to serve joyfully, to serve the lost, to serve the outcast, those that are overlooked, to serve those that society has marginalized, to serve those in positions of power, to serve those who think they have it all. Father, the life of Jesus shows us how to serve anyone that we would encounter. And as we go to the streets today, may we go with an attitude of serving in a way that represents Jesus well. And may we lift Him up in everything that we say and do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.